为 shopping mall, those Christmas lights will draw your attention.
我相信呢，当你走进购物中心的时候呢，那些圣诞节的灯光呢，肯定会吸引到你的注意力。
Fortunately, we also have some light in our church.
我们也有一些灯，就圣诞节装饰的灯，在我们的教堂里面。
I especially enjoy the light of Christmas.
我特别的喜欢看圣诞的灯。
Traditionally speaking, we have candle lighting in our church during the season of Advent.
传统上呢，在这个圣诞节这个季节，就降临节这个期间呢，我们都有在教堂里面都有烛光呢点燃。
On each Sunday morning, we light a candle.
在主日的早晨呢，我们就点燃一个蜡烛。
This candle light reminds us of Jesus who brought light to this broken and sinful world.
这个烛光呢，提醒我们，我们的主耶稣基督从主耶稣基督带光到这个黑暗罪恶破碎的世界来。
And this light invites us to prepare for.And to celebrate this Christmas season.
这个烛光呢，也提醒我们来为这个圣诞节做预备，并且来庆祝这个圣诞的节日。
Each Sunday, as we light the candles, we grow with anticipation for the joys of Christmas. Oh, okay. Okay, two cars need to be removed.
有两个车呢，需要移动一下。
Plate number is 376 RNW.
车牌号呢是376 NRW, 是个福特车。
And the other one is, the plate number is 960 EDW.
另外一个车的号码是960 EDW, 也是一个福特车。
Please move your car.
请速速的去把这两个车呢移动一下。
So each Sunday, as we light these candles, we grow with anticipation for the joys of Christmas.
每一个主日，我们点燃这些蜡烛的时候呢，我们对那个圣诞节的那个快乐、那个喜乐呢，就越来越期盼。
As we look at the center candle, we find that this is the candle to be lit on Christmas Eve.
大家看到这个烛光台的这个中间的那个蜡烛呢，就是要在圣诞夜来点燃的。
And this light particularly reminds us that Jesus should be the central in our celebration.
这个蜡烛呢，特别的要提醒我们说，主耶稣基督是我们庆祝的中心。
And we must let Jesus be the center in all of life.
而且主耶稣基督呢，应该是我们生活生命的中心。
During Jesus ministry, he announced, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
主耶稣基督在地上传道的时候，他曾经宣告说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
The little Johnny is a 5-year-old boy.
小 Johnny 呢是一个五岁的男孩子。
Johnny is in the kitchen as his mother is busy preparing supper.
当他的妈妈在忙着准备晚餐的时候呢 ，Johnny 呢在厨房里面。
The mother asked Johnny to go into the pantry and get her a can of tomato soup.
妈妈呢就叫 Johnny 呢去食品储藏间去拿一罐西红柿罐头。
But Johnny doesn't want to go alone.
但是呢 ，Johnny 呢，他不想一个人去。
It's dark in there, and I am scared. Johnny complained.
他说呢，他说那里太黑了，我害怕。
The mother asked again and again.
妈妈呢，叫他去，一遍又一遍的叫他。
Johnny refuses again and again.
Johnny 呢，一次又一次的拒绝去。
Finally, the mother said, "It's okay. It's okay."
妈妈最后呢说，不要担心，不要担心。
Honey, Jesus will be in the pantry with you.
她说，亲爱的，主耶稣基督呢会在食品储藏间呢。
So Johnny takes his mother's word.
所以呢 ，Johnny 呢就听妈妈的话。
And he walks slowly to the pantry.
就慢慢的朝那个食品储藏间走去。
Then then he cautiously opens the door.
他小小心心地把门打开。
He looked inside.
他朝里面瞧。
He finds out that it's completely dark.
他就发现呢，里面呢是一片的漆黑。
Immediately, Johnny wants to give up and leave.
他立刻呢，他就想离开了。
And then all in a sudden, an idea comes to him.
突然呢，他有了一个主意。
Johnny says, Jesus, if you are in there, would you please hand me that can of tomato soup?
他就说呢，耶稣，如果你在那里的话，你可不可以递给我那一罐西红柿罐头？
Now, why is little Johnny afraid?
那小 Johnny 他害怕的是什么呢？
What is he afraid of?
他害怕的是什么呢？
Darkness.
黑暗。
Darkness.
黑暗。
It's dark in there.
那边一片黑暗。
Everybody has dark days.
每个人呢都有那些黑暗的日子。
Everyone has experienced darkness in their lifetime.
在每一个人的一生当中呢，总会经历一些黑暗的日子。
And I believe that at this moment, you may recall one of those sad experiences in your dark days.
我相信呢，就在这一刻呢，也许你就可以回想起来你所经历过的黑暗日子当中的一些事情。
First, dark days of being disappointed.
有一些黑暗的日子呢，是充满了失望。
Someone got fired by his boss or laid off from his job just before Christmas holidays.
有些人呢，可能就是刚刚就在圣诞节前呢，失去了他们的工作。
Someone has been told by the doctor that a tumor is diagnosed in his body.
有些人呢，可能有医生告诉他们说，他们身体里面发现了有肿瘤。
So the fact is, life doesn't always work out as planned.
事实呢，就是生活呢，不是总像我们所想、所计划的那样。
Situations don't always work themselves out.
经常呢，会有一些没有预见到的事情的发生。
I guess some of you may open a Christmas present tonight or tomorrow.
我猜想呢，你们当中有一些人可能今天或者明天呢就会打开你们的圣诞礼物。
And it won't be the one that you have been expecting for.
也许呢，你就发现那个圣诞礼物呢，并不是说你所期待的那一个。
You are somewhat disappointed.
你会多多少少的有点失望。
Right?
对吗
？I imagine Mary, who also experienced disappointment at the very first Christmas 2,000 years ago.
我相信呢，在2000年前，玛丽呢可能也经历过这样失望的情绪。
She was told, "You are going to be the mother of the Messiah, the Son of God."
天使曾经告诉她说，你将会成为 Messiah, 神的儿子的母亲。
What a great news that she has heard!
这是多么了不起的一个新闻啊
！However, she ended up.Giving birth to Jesus in the stable.
然而呢，他是在马槽里面生下基督，耶稣基督的。
And this stable was purposely designed for the use of animals.
这个马圈里面呢，是动物使用的。
I think that would have been greatly disappointing.
我想呢，这个真的是够令人失望的。
Life is disappointing at times.
生活有些时候就是让人失望的。
We all have gone through dark days of disappointment.
我们每一个人呢，都经历过失望的那些黑暗的日子。
And this happened in all kinds of age.
这种经历呢，发生在各个年龄段。
It's not uncommon to be found in our childhood.
有些呢是发生在童年的时候。
Adulthood.
有些人呢是发生在壮年时期。
And elderhood.
或者是老年的时候。
Second, dark days of being distressful.
另外有一种黑暗的日子呢，是那些愁苦的日子。
This happens when we feel overloaded.
当我们发现我们负荷太重的时候呢，我们就会觉得愁苦。
Or stressed out.
或者我们觉得压力太大。
Or stressed to the limit.
我们可能觉得我们受到的压力可能快到极限了。
We usually have such kind of feeling after long days intensive work.
当我们在工作了很久很辛苦的工作了很久的时候以后呢我们可能就会有这样的感觉
No matter you work in school or in office or even in kitchen
不管你是在学校里面工作，或者在办公室，或者是甚至就是在厨房里面工作。
It's particularly stressful when Christmas holiday, before Christmas holiday, you suddenly find out that you still have a lot to finish.
特别在圣诞前面的一段时间呢，你突然会发现说你还有很多事情还没有做。
But you cannot finish this work because you don't have enough time and energy for it.
但是呢，你没有足够的时间和精力来做。
And you also may find out that the amount of the bills that you must pay is more than that of the paychecks you have received.
你可能又会发现说，你这个月要付的账单可能多过你带回家的工资。
I think Mary felt that kind of stress at the first Christmas.
我想呢，玛丽在第一个圣诞的时候呢，可能也经历过一些压力的。
She was 9 months pregnant.
她那个时候呢，已经有九个月的身孕了。
She was away from her family.
她的家人不在身边。
She had to ride a long way on a skinny donkey.
她需要骑着一个很瘦弱的驴。
And she had to run between from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
她得骑着这个驴从拿撒勒来到伯利恒。
And don't forget that Mary was 9 months pregnant at that time.
而那个时候呢，她已经有九个月的身孕了。
Then they arrived in just before us.
她呢，来到客栈。
And the innkeeper told her that there were no vacancies.
但是呢，客栈的主人呢，告诉他们说没有空房间了。
So she and her husband were declined to check into a guest room.
所以呢，她和她的丈夫呢，没有一个房间可以住。
At the end, Mary gave birth to Jesus, her very firstborn baby, all by herself, alone in a stable on a strange land.
最后呢，玛丽是在一个这个陌生的地方，在一个马槽的旁边生下了她头生的孩子耶稣基督，而且是全是她一个人的，没有人陪伴她。
Likewise, you may be distressed about a lot of things today.
今天呢，你可能也是为很多的事情感觉愁苦。
Such as finances.
也许是财务方面的问题。
Family issues.
也许是家庭方面的问题。
Work.
也许是工作上的问题
Business,
也许是你生意的问题
Health,
也许是你健康的问题
Relationship,
或者是人际关系的问题
and so on, so on.
还有很多很多
How can you handle all your stresses in these dark days?
在这样黑暗的日子里面你怎么样去面对这样子的各样的愁苦呢
First, dark days of being directionless
有一些黑暗的日子呢是那些无方向的日子
Have you ever walked in darkness?
你在黑暗里面走过吗？走过路吗？
When you walk in darkness, you often find yourself directionless.
当你在黑暗里面走的时候呢，你就发现你自己没有方向。
I remember in one evening when I came out of my office in the church.
我记得呢，有一个傍晚，当我从我的在教会的办公室里面出来的时候呢，
and I found that all the lights were out.
我就发现呢，所有的灯呢都关掉了。
I wonder did someone want to play a game with me?
我不知道是不是有人在跟我开玩笑。
I didn't know that.
我不知道。
Anyway, I had to walk slower.
但是结果呢，我就只能慢慢的走。
And I have to walk with caution.
我得要非常小心的。
And even I had to stretch out my hands just in front of me.
我呢，必须要把我的手臂伸出来。
Why I had to do this?
为什么我要这样做呢
？So that I won't hit again any part of the stony wall in that corridor.
这样做呢，我就是避免会撞到那个走廊的墙上去。
You know, when we try to walk in the dark,
当我们在黑暗里走的时候
，we are forced to slow down our speed.
我们呢就。非得要慢一点
Otherwise, we may get into trouble.
要不然呢，我们就可能会有麻烦了
And we are more uncertain of our direction.
当我们在黑暗里走的时候呢，我们对方向呢也是很不确定。
In fact, we become directionless in the dark.
我们呢在黑暗里面呢就没有方向感了。
And we are easy to get hurt and suffer.
而且呢我们还很容易受伤。
I'm for sure that none of you want to get hurt.
我肯定你们当中没有一个人呢想要受伤的。
In such a situation, all we need is just a spark of light.
在这种情况之下呢，我们所需要的呢就是一点点的亮光。
And then we would have no trouble.
有了那一点亮光呢，我们就没有麻烦了。
Because darkness can't keep out the light.
因为呢，有了亮光呢，黑暗就不能进来了。
The Bible is right.
圣经上说的对。
Second Samuel chapter 22 verse 29.
在撒母耳记的下撒米尔记下第二十二章的二十九节这样讲。
The Bible says, "You, Lord, are my lamp. The Lord turns my darkness into light."
在那里呢是这样讲：耶和华呀，你是我的灯，耶和华必照明我的黑暗。
Our God turns our darkness into light.
神呢要把黑暗呢用光明照亮黑暗。
The good news is that Jesus comes to be our light.
好消息就是主耶稣基督来到这个世上就是来做我们的亮光。
And he can turn our darkness into light.
他可以把我们的黑暗照明。
With Jesus, we could see where we are going to.
有了主耶稣，我们知道我们要朝哪个方向去。
With Jesus, the light of life,We will have clear direction and would never walk in darkness.
有主耶稣做我们生命的亮光，我们就知道方向，而且呢，不再在黑暗里面走。
I think I need to conclude my message today.
下面呢是我的结论。
For all my life, I have heard that the days before Christmas are really busy.
我总是听到人们说，在圣诞节前的这段时间呢，是非常非常的忙。
Life seems to grow busier and busier.
生活呢，好像变得越来越忙。
I guess many people wait until that really last day to buy the gift that keep on giving.
我猜想呢，很多人呢，都等到最后时刻呢，才买圣诞的礼物。
And when you drive your vehicle into the parkade.Of any shopping mall, you may find that it's extremely hard to occupy a parking spot in the season.
在这个时节呢，如果你开车去购物中心呢，你会发现说很难找到一个车位。
Of course, it's much easier if you park your vehicle here in this church parking lot, and then walk up to the mall to do your shopping.
当然了，如果你把车停在我们教堂的停车场，然后呢走去购物中心呢，当然容易很多。
But wait.
但是呢，等一等。
If you have such thought, please consider joining the worship services with us at Oak Ridge Baptist.
如果你这样想的话呢，我们建议你来参加我们兴旺爱堂的崇拜。
Am I right?
对吗
？Good.Thank you. Traffic also becomes heavier during this season.
在这个时节呢，交通呢也变得格外的拥挤。
And now, please allow me to give you a public safety reminder.
请允许我呢在这里呢提醒大家安全驾车的事情。
Buckle your seat belts.
系好你的安全带。
And be sure that your children are securely buckled into the seat in your car.
也保证说你的孩子呢也系好了安全带。
Don't use your handphones.
不要在开车的时候用手机。
Don't tempt to send a text message.
不要去发短信。
And make sure both your hands are on the steering wheel.
一定要把两只手呢都放在方向盘上面。
Thank you for driving safe.
谢谢大家安全驾车。
Now let me back to the end of the message.
来，让我现在呢回到我的信息上面来。
We all know that in our city, traffic night are installed to give proper order to our roads and streets.
我们知道呢，在城市里面呢，交通指示灯呢，是为了让我们在道路上有秩序的。
Green light means go.
绿灯呢，表示说前进。
Yellow light means caution.
黄灯呢，表示说要小心。
Red light means stop.
红灯呢，表示说要停。
Perhaps we should have Jesus be the traffic light in the place where we perform our daily duties.
也许我们应该让耶稣基督呢，在我们每一天生活当中做我们的交通指示灯。
When Jesus says no, it's definitely no, N-O, no.
当他说不行的时候呢，就绝对就是不行。
If Jesus said yes, we should go forward and do whatever we command to do.
如果主耶稣基督说是的，你继续前行，那我们就继续前行。
But if Jesus said caution or wait, then we should better off be patient.
如果主耶稣基督说小心，停下来等待，那我们就应该耐心等待。
And then we should keep on praying and waiting for God's guidance.
那我们就该继续的祷告，并且呢等待主耶稣的进一步的带领。
As traffic light put order on our street.Likewise, let Jesus to put order in our daily walk.
就像交通指示灯让道路上面有秩序一样，让我们把耶稣基督也在我们的生活里面当成我们的指示灯。
Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
主耶稣说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。”必要得着生命的光。
A lot of people may enjoy and admire different kind of colorful light in this Christmas.
很多人可能很喜欢这个圣诞节的很多的漂亮的灯光。
But dear friends, let me ask you.
亲爱的朋友们，让我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you.
让我问你。
Do you have Jesus as the light for your life?
你有没有主耶稣基督在你的生命当中做你的光呢？
Repent from our wrongdoings.
从你的错误的行为里面悔改。
And believe in Jesus as your personal savior.
信靠主耶稣，把他作为你生命的救主。
As the Bible says that God will open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.So that they may receive forgiveness of sin.
就像圣经说的，神会叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，得蒙赎罪，受得蒙赦罪。
This is the word of God.
这是圣经里面的话。
My dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们。
Jesus was born over 2,000 years ago.
主耶稣基督呢是在两千多年前出生。
And Jesus will come again soon.
而且主耶稣基督呢，他很快就会再来。
Therefore, let's have faith in Jesus.
所以呢，让我们把我们的信靠放在他的身上。
And follow his footsteps.
而且呢，来跟从他。
Then we will have Jesus be the light in our life.
这样我们就在我们的生命当中有光。
If you want to learn more about this,
如果你想更多了解这方面的事情，
please keep on reading the Bible.
请读圣经。
Or talk to a Christian in this Christmas.
或者呢，立刻就在这个圣诞节呢，就跟一位基督徒聊一聊。
May the Lord bless you with a joyful and peaceful Christmas.
愿主赐给大家一个喜乐平安的圣诞节。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we give thanks to you for the giving of Jesus, who is your one and only Son.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你赐下你宝贵的独生儿子主耶稣基督给我们。
Thanks to our Lord Jesus, who turns our darkness to light.
谢谢主耶稣照明我们的黑暗。
In your light, we have the hope of eternal.
在你的光中，我们有永生的盼望。
O Lord, please give us the strength to keep our faith in you.
亲爱的主啊，求你给我们力量来继续的信靠你，走你的圣洁的道路。
May this Christmas be a meaningful one to all of us.
愿这个圣诞节对我们每一个人都是有意义的圣诞节。
We pray all this in the precious name of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告是奉我们救主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.